Well, interest from the agricultural sector and beyond was high during the recent USDA Ag Outlook Forum as they gave their estimates for commodities, livestock, and dairy. One of the big questions was, what are we going to do when it comes to planted acreage this year? Well, the chief economist, Joe Glauber, said total acreage will be down slightly. But as far as increases,
very favorable for soybeans. And we expect soybean area to increase by about 3 million acres and to see a decrease in corn acreage down to around 92 million acres.
Now, obviously, a report like this does have an impact on prices. And according to ag economist Darrell Good, it should have a stabilizing impact on corn.
The projection now is for the marketing year average price at the midpoint at $4.70. And that's about what we've averaged, I think, during the first 4 months of the marketing year. So on the surface, it suggests that USDA is expecting prices basically to hold current levels for much of the remaining part of the marketing year.
What was encouraging was that agricultural exports, which were very strong last year, should look good for the future.
We're now projecting fiscal 2014 exports at $142.6 billion. That's a record. And the important thing to remember is this is in a year where we've seen prices decline. So these are increased volumes. There are increased volumes across the board for grains and oil seeds. Very strong demand, particularly over the last 3 or 4 months.
Glauber said China will once again be our biggest buyer, buying about $25 billion worth of U.S. agricultural products. And he said our trade surplus also on the plus side by some $33 billion. As for other commodities on the dairy front, it looks like production could rise by as much as 2% or more here in 2014.
The size of the herd is likely to expand in the second half of the year when U.S. milk producers have a chance to respond to the current price forecast, which is at $21.20 per hundredweight, which is an increase of 20 cents over our previous forecast and reflects an increase in the Class 3 price of about 50 cents up to $18.70 and a slight reduction in the Class 4 price down to $20.20.
But just like agriculture in general, the good news out of the report is that dairy exports, which were very strong in 2013, will remain rather high this year.
We exported 12.4 billion pounds on a fat milk equivalent basis. That's actually a 41.1% increase over 2012. World demand is expected to grow faster than world supply. And that's really good for the dairy industry and really good for the U.S. because it gives us a chance to break into many markets where that demand is coming from.
Well, starting out on the cheese market, pretty good day yesterday as blocks pick up 2 cents back up to 218 and 0.25 cents per pound. Barrels up 1¾ cents to 217 and 0.5 cents. And AA butter is up 1½ cents to $1.80 a pound. Reviewing the Class 3 prices, February now at $23.21. March gained 44 cents to $22.23. April up 43 cents to $21.33. And May up 43 cents to $20.44. As far as the Board of Trade, lower day for corn. March off 1½ cents to 4.51¾ cents. May down 1¼ cents to 4.58. Strong day for the soybeans, March, up 15¾ cents to 13.85 and 0.5 cents per bushel. May, up 14¾ cents to 13.74. And your wheat for March, up 8 cents to 6.18 and 0.25 cents per bushel. As far as the livestock market, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, they price from $85 to $1.05. Most of the slaughter cows, $65 to $84. Slaughter bulls, $82 to $1 with a top at $112. Replacement bull calves, $125 to $260. Heifer calves, $60 to $175. And the barrels and gilts, $55 to $65. Market lambs, $155 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.